Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last week we spoke about sabr. The kamal of sabr is that the person, whatever he is under, going through, whatever condition he is going through, he does not even show it. That is a kamal of sabr. Person going through any difficulties of any kind, but he does not even show it on his actions, on his face does not show it. That person, when you ask him how, I say Alhamdulillah. But any condition that you are going through, any difficulties or sickness or anything, if someone else, you say Alhamdulillah. Because after sabr is shukr. These two things are compulsory on a person 24 hours. Unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala says very few people who are making sabr or shukr. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. We take shukr to be just drinking cold water, Alhamdulillah. That is not called. What happens, Allah says, very few people. And sometimes you see, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who makes shukr, when he eats food, then Allah Ta'ala makes him among those who are the sabirin, or those who are keeping fast. Now shukr means this much, that did we any time make shukr in this sense, that the food that came in front of you, did you make shukr for that? Did you ever think of this, that bread that came, how many avenues it went through before it came to you? Allah Ta'ala prepared that bread for you. Would you and I just throw it away? Don't show any importance to it. That you look at the bread, did you ever think that, Ya Allah, I can't thank you that what would you use to bring this bread income in existence? One side the sun, one side the water, one side the zameen. So many things Allah used for this. Every time this people not parking the cars properly. ND8916072 is a Ford, grey Ford. And then ND844877 is a grey Audi. Please remove the cars. So you're eating food, but did you ever think to yourself, Ya Allah, you gave me this food? How much of what it went through, which mill it went through, sugar that came to you, the rice that came to you, the sun that was used on it, the water that was used on it, the zameen which Allah Ta'ala used for you. Now when you're eating the food, how much of sugar was there? Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali once went to meet a very big buzurg, Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Ganja Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali. And when we went there to eat, it was that time there was no such thing as you can't, there's no restaurants there. And he came late at night, he reached there. So he told from the house, bring some food. So when the food came in front of him, it was a simple food. Some doll, you know, mash ki dal. So when the food came, so he asked Mohammad Thami Rahmatullah, kya khana hai, what the food? He says, mash ki dal or whatever it is. Sahaba ne ye bhi nahi khaya. Sahaba ne? Sahaba does not even eat that too. And we? How much of shukr we making for whatever is coming in front of us? Just on food, if we begin to think, that we've been making so much, and we've been so ungrateful. That food comes into you, you not make shukr for it. If you only make shukr, Nabi Karim said, you make shukr on the food that you eat, your status will be very high. Look at the different kind of foods Allah has prepared for us. Everything. And all those things that will come in front of you, those fruits and everything came, but did you ever ponder upon, Ya Allah, what you are doing for us? And what we are doing for you? We eat the food, but no sugar at all. We eat the food, no sugar. Just imagine that just to make sugar only way you can go. Sugar is so important that a person 24 hours he must have sugar in Allah Ta'ala. The sun is for us too. If the sun was not there, what would be our position? Allah gave us day, Allah gave us night. Rest, day. So everything Allah Ta'ala gave you, but did not make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, if you begin to count the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, you cannot count it, but insan bade namak haram hai. Most ungrateful. Does not appreciate anything that Allah gives him. Now shukr is this much that you must have knowledge of shukr. Then you will make shukr. If you don't have knowledge, you can't make shukr. You must have knowledge. That any bounty that you receive, that you have to make shukr, then what's the meaning of shukr? Shukr is to use that bounty in the correct way. Shukr means to use the bounty in the correct way. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You big, وَشْكُرُونِي, may shukr to people, but do not make na shukran. Do not be ungrateful. In other words, that the ni'mat I give you, do not misuse it, do not use the incorrect way. If any ni'mat that I give you, if you use it incorrect way, that means kufran ni'mat against them. For example, if you just look at this, but at the food that was given to you, if you eat the left hand, and Allah gave you the right hand to use it, you have natural disrespect for Allah. Now we go to the toilet, you use the right hand instead of the left hand. You have used it in the wrong place. You made ni'mat, you did. You made nashukra. You hold the Quran in the left hand instead of using the right hand. You show disrespect for Allah, the ni'mat of Allah. Everything that you do today, we will hold our sandals in the right hand and the Quran left hand. Well, Allah Ta'ala has given this ni'mat that the Quran is the highest of the highest, is supposed to do the right hand. So everything that you do, your hand too, you use your eyes also, Allah gave you. The eyes is supposed to be used in the correct way, not the incorrect way. If you use an incorrect way, that means you have not made shukr of Allah's ni'mat. So did you any time wake up in the morning and say, oh Allah, I thank you again, you're so good health, I'm in so good condition. Oh Allah, my eyes are so safe. My ears, everything. So did you every time make it in shukr of Allah? In other words, shukr in every instant. The stages of shukr is so high, but no one has reached the stages because no one wants to make shukr. Dawud alayhi salam, when Allah Ta'ala gave him so much coming down the sky, he's coming to him. He making shukr. He said, Allah Ta'ala, I'm making shukr because you're giving me, for that I cannot make shukr. For that you're giving me, I cannot make shukr for that. After you're asking me, you're giving me something, I'm making shukr, but I have to make shukr more than Ya Allah, you give me more and more. I cannot make shukr at all. My shukr is not finished. And we don't have to think that we have to make sugar all the time, everything. Our sugar doesn't finish. Why do you think when you sit down to eat, you make sugar, Ya Allah, I'm making sugar for the food, but I'm full, that's why. I still need your food. You don't become independent, well, I still need the food, but well, I'm full now. everything has got his thing. The tongue also is a thing, the heart is also the same thing. The shukr, the heart is what? The shukr of heart is every moment, every moment when you walk in the street, alhamdulillah. You sit in a car, to alhamdulillah. You reach home, alhamdulillah. Everywhere, alhamdulillah. Who's making shukr? You leave your home, you make alhamdulillah. When you come home, making alhamdulillah. You go to business, alhamdulillah. Business finishes up to you, alhamdulillah. Whatever the business is. Whatever the business is, alhamdulillah. Today he is in this condition that he is very sick. Alhamdulillah, he kept me in that condition. Tomorrow he is so well. Alhamdulillah, he kept me like this. So business also the same thing. Today your son was with you, tomorrow you took him away. Alhamdulillah. You had a small child, you made so much dua that Allah Ta'ala must give one small child. Years upon years you made dua, Allah gave you the child, he took away the child. Alhamdulillah. So where is the moment, what is shukr is, what is shukr? Did you any time when you see a person one eye, you took at two eyes, what's that? Thank you, gave me my two eyes. Did even when you walk in the street, you saw a person one leg, did you ever shukr, ya Allah, gave me two legs. Did you ever think that you're sitting down in a car and driving the car and a person is sitting on the, standing on the street and waiting for someone to take him? Ya Allah, you gave me transport. So where is the time that you are stopped from making shukr? Where? Did you ever even make the same? Did you ever make shukr that you entered the masjid? Was I? Thank you, you brought me the masjid. I did not come, you brought me. So many people outside do not come in masjid, but you came into Allah. Thank you for that. When you open the Quran to Allah, you open the Quran for me. I thank you for that. Until unless you not make your tongue of this kind, that you may shukr all the time, then you must know that you have not made shukr. The heart will be so clean to that extent that you may shukr, ya Allah, I got no jealousy for him. Ya Allah, I got no malice for anyone. The jealousy is not there, Allah. Thank you so much. When you see a person flourishing, then you look at that person, you see him flourishing, you think to yourself, alhamdulillah, oh Allah, thank you, I haven't got jealousy for this person. The person's business is roaring on one side, you look at him and say, ya Allah, I'm so happy for him. You think to yourself, ya Allah, thank you. You don't know what is shukr. Shukr is to use your wealth that comes into you just at the time to make shukr, is not shukr. When a person gets wealth, get a lot of wealth, he makes shukr, alhamdulillah, that's not shukr. But he says, ya Allah, with this thing here, I'm going to use all kind of things for your purpose. A person, you got so much of money, I'm going to use to give to this madrasa, I'm going to give to that madrasa, give zakat, give this people. I'm using this money that you gave me for the right causes, oh Allah, or not only for me. That is called shukr. Just to say shukr, alhamdulillah, your business is very busy, alhamdulillah, there's a full stop there. Inshallah, through this money, I can help this madrasa, help this person, give zakat, everything I'm happy. Zakat. So what is he using this ni'mat for? See, the ni'mat must be used for the right causes. If you don't use the right cause, my mother and father are very old, let me use right there. You know, somehow you use for this kind of thing what you use your ni'mat. My knowledge that I've got by me now, ya Allah, let me give it to others too. Where you find a person is stingy for his knowledge too? That you know you give my knowledge, ya Allah, I'm giving my knowledge to this person. You don't want to give. So every moment, you know, a person, this hand that Allah gave me, ya Allah, I must use it for my right purpose to go and serve. In the morning, I must go and earn myself, earning for halal for my family. But if he uses his hand for the wrong purpose, then this is the ni'mat that is used in the incorrect way. You have made nashukra and anshukra. This tongue that is supposed to be used for his remembrance, and you begin to use the tongue in the wrong place,
in a wrong manner, they've been ungrateful to the demon Allah gave you. These eyes were supposed to be given that you look at someone. Before you look at someone, you must think to yourself, is that Allah likes it or not? If you use it incorrectly, you looked at it, and you looked at it at that time, did you ever ponder, Ya Allah, are you happy with this or not? I'm looking at that woman, oh Allah, are you happy or not? Before that, you're not supposed to look at all. Now why I'm coming to these eyes? Because the eyes is caused to that extent that good people, the cell phone, inna lillahi, the internet. How come they get glued up to it like a drug? You know, it's a drug. That once you get into the thing there, you don't come to realize that my eyes, Allah will question me. Remember one thing, Allah has said, how I brought in this world, I want you back the same way. I brought you pure. So in other words, you must make tawbah. I make tawbah, I forgive you. But then not continue committing sins all the time. So the hand is it, the tongue is it, everything if you look at it, the food you eat, to how it is. This is, just imagine that one rock only was crying, and the Nabi was passing by, he said to him, why are you crying? He said, I got the fear that Allah will put in Jahannam. He made dua to Allah, told Ya Allah, this is crying, and he went away from there. Allah accepted his dua. Tell Allah, I'm not going to put him in Jahannam. When he passes by again, he sees the rock still crying. He said, the first time I was crying because of fear, and now I'm crying because of happiness. First time I was crying because of fear. Now I'm crying because of happiness. One side you are crying when you see your nose, you commit a sin, you're crying, Ya Allah, forgive me. Another side when you get the answer, you forgive me, what happens to you? You cry because of happiness. So whatever Allah Ta'ala has given, the ni'mat Allah has given, did we ever appreciate it? You must be appreciated, you can walk still. You can appreciate it, walk still. You can appreciate, look at that person, only one time, you know, he got stroke. He was half his Quran, he couldn't read half the Quran. And he cried and cried and cried, Allah Ta'ala made him learn, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Did you ever think like that, if Allah had to build us to us? What will happen to us? Today you are very fortunate, you put it, did you any time make shukr to this, that you put the mouth, you know, the food, you got only control up to your neck. Day is going to go down, which pipe is going to go, who knows that? Did you ever make shukr to Allah? Thank you for that. So man, in every sense, every moment, is madri shukr. There's no such thing as na shukra, no such thing as ungrateful. Must be grateful and thank you. Today there's no food, Alhamdulillah. Tomorrow there's enough food, Alhamdulillah. The condition must be the same. The condition must be the same. Today you enjoy the namaz so much, tomorrow you not enjoy the namaz, Alhamdulillah. What is the reason for you? I did not enjoy namaz, so I'm not going to read namaz. I read namaz today. The way I enjoyed the namaz, you do not know that namaz is not the best namaz. Because you're looking for enjoyment. You're not looking for his enjoyment. One person told Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, Hazrat, today I read namaz, I said, and the other namaz, Hazrat, said, that other namaz is better than this namaz. That namaz who you are claiming that got nothing, that namaz that not claiming got everything. So man must understand in all his life, he must understand to make shukr. You know, there was a king, he had one eye. Ask that person got one eye, what is he going through? Now he wanted to know someone's other eye to be put into his eye too. So he gave. Now the king got all the powers. He looked around, he sent his men to look around, he found one very poor man. And the eye was matching. Now the king called him and said, he gave him the whole world. See, we don't appreciate. The king told him, I'll give you this. You know how they bribe? I'll give you this because the king won that one eye of his. He said, I heard everything. But you're telling me I must give you my eye and whole life with all the wealth you give me, I must be blind. I must be blind. I'd rather see a pauper, but I got the great Nemat one. And you want to take this Nemat away too. But the way he told the king this man, that the king also realized what he said was something. So we have not made shukr today. And that's the reason why we're not making shukr, that's why Allah cannot turn to us. Allah Ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Kufran and Ahmad, left hand. I see people holding the Quran with the left hand. I see the people eating with the left hand. I see the people drinking with left hand. No important at all. Failing to understand that that is against the sunnah of Nabi Karim. It's a kufran and ni'mat. Throwing the food just like that. Rana, throwing the food. Go to the function, you see what's happening there. The food, people are eating food, they just throw it down. Rice fall down, meat fall down, everything fall down. Everyone tramping on it too. Inna lillahi. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, one day he was sitting and eating with someone. No, further he was a sahabi. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. While he was eating with sahabi, the meat fell down. He picked it up and cleaned and the other thing, why are you doing in front of these people? Why are you cleaning this meat from these people? I must leave the sunnah Nabi because of these idiots. He cleaned and eat it up. Do we do that? No. No, we don't. Do we do that? Where's that muhabbat? Where's the muhabbat? There's a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala. Today he gave you this thing. And if you show disrespect, Allah will take it away. At the Thani rahmatullah, one day he was invited by rich people's house and then, you know, this threw the meat down. At the Thani picked it up and he cleaned it. So one of his khadims has an hour watching it. Okay. That's, he was finished. After that, this rich man who threw that meat down, he said to Hazrat Thani, from that time to up to this day, what you showed me a lesson, and you did not tell me anything, but your action made me come of this kind. I never drop food on the floor anymore. I began to realize the ni'mat of Allah. You know these black people around us, why they're going to the bins? Why they're going to the bins and looking for food? It's because they're not making shukr of Allah Ta'ala. One great buzruk came and told him something. And we are doing the same thing too. Go to the functions. You have big functions. Unnecessary money spending. Yeah. The food is just thrown. Remember, if you don't make ni'mat, shukr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will take the ni'mat. Allah Mani, Father Allah. Simplicity is very important. And very important that you must make qadr of the food. Remember that food is here to you. Don't destroy it away. A woman, she took one slice bread she had by one slice bread. She wiped her backside, the thighs backside of the thing. Allah Ta'ala made it that she had to wash the same bread and eat it again. Why did you do that? My name is. That bread went through so many avenues. The sky, the sun, the sun. And this is how you treat it. This is how we treat into the world. Shukr is very important. We just go, class. See how we do. We just go to this cafe, that cafe, just buy the thing. Just leave it and go on. It's thrown away. Today you got it, tomorrow what happened? I know one country in Burma, they should smoke on money. Allah Ta'ala made them become complete paupers. They had to take zakat after that. I met those people. They told me themselves. I'm not giving you stories. I'm telling you a person that what the family of Allah gave them, what did not give them. They were roaring. But they began to smoke on money. Allah said, oh, this is what it is. They became the zakat cases. Up to now when I met them, I'm talking 1960s when I went to India. When I met those people, they're crying. They're asking for zakat. And they give their life. And we are like this, that Allah gave us food. And we do not make appreciate what happened. Whatever ni'mat Allah has given us, appreciate it. Appreciate it. That ni'mat of our eyes, use it in the correct way. The ne'mat of your ears, use the correct way.
The ne'mat of your heart, use the correct way. The whole body must be used correctly. Then you call it shukr. Otherwise, you don't call it shukr. Shukr, ne'mat, Allah Ta'ala to shukr, adaw karna cha. In shakartum la azidam. If you make shukr, for sure Allah Ta'ala will qasam, I'll give you more and more. People are complaining today. People are complaining. They forgot what was last year, what was the condition, they look at this world's condition. The more you see what happened last year was something else, what this year. He decides what is when to give you and what. You just have to wait for his decision and keep quiet, make shukr, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, this is his promise. My son went away. My daughter went away. My child went away. So what about him? You also going to go away. His decision, that is. So you have to accept this. I have so much of business. I've lost all my business. So what? You can give more business. But you make shukr. Wallahi. You know what is good for me. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Shukr must come into our lives. Every moment. You got a wife too? Make shukr. Make shukr. One buzruk. He was not a good looking. But his wife was very beautiful. He was not good looking. So what did he tell his wife? When you look at me, you make sabr. And I look at you, I make shukr. So two things came together. So we must also, when you look at a wife, you think she not look, say alhamdulillah. And she look at you, say you handsome, say alhamdulillah. So I'm telling you not to just for a joke or something. Keep this in mind. Because when they get old, you forgot you are old too. You're forgetting you are old too. You think you are young and she's old. So look at them with muhabbat. Both of them look at with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala will look with rahmah. Waqul down, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. ربنا اتمنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم نسالك السحر والعفه والامانه وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره. توفني مسلما وارحمني بالصالحين. نسالك الضعف والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك. وصلى الله تعالى على اكرم سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين.